Hello everyone, happy Monday and welcome to Daily Devotional. I hope you all had a blessed Sunday and restful time. And as we begin our week together, let's give thanks to God for His Word. I just want to remind us that God gave us the Bible because He wants to have a relationship with us. So it is His love letter that we are reading. And I'm so thankful that we get to do this together. So today, we'll be reading over Matthew 6. Let me read for us. Matthew 6. Beware of the practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases like the Gentiles do, for they think that they'll be heard from their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Your eye is a lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow, nor reap, nor gather in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Amen. Today, I want to start by sharing a story about my mother-in-law. I'll be referring to her as Grace. Grace is a passionate follower of Jesus. She spent her entire 40s going on short-term missions twice a year while being active in immigrant outreach ministry in her home church. But about 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and since then, she has not been able to get involved as much. Actually, she can barely make it to church on Sundays. But in this season, God's been connecting her with those who are also going through chemotherapy. And she's been able to pray for healing and share encouragement with those people. And recently, one lady that she has been praying with became worse, and she was told that her condition is beyond medical care. One day, Grace felt prompted by the Spirit to visit the lady because the time was near. But she felt a little bit of resistance because she didn't want to see someone who was about to face death. And in addition, she didn't know what to pray for either. But when Grace arrived, she felt led by God to encourage her friend to let go of any bitterness. And her friend shared that she still held bitterness towards her family. And they prayed and repented together. And they got to worship afterwards. On her way back home, my mother-in-law felt that God was telling her, well done, this is what I count as righteousness, more than over decades of going on missions and busy serving at church. What she did, visiting this terminally sick lady, wasn't glamorous. No one knew that she went, but God saw and he was well pleased. Within the next couple of days, her friend passed away. I was reminded of this story as I was reading this passage. Matthew 6 is well known because it is a part of the Sermon on the Mount and contains the Lord's Prayer. But when you look at the entire chapter, what Jesus is talking about is our heart posture. Our posture when we follow his commands, such as giving to the poor, praying, fasting, and being generous. Here in the beginning of the chapter, Jesus is telling his disciples, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Jesus is warning his disciples because following the commands from God, like serving others and practicing spiritual discipline, can easily become an area of temptation to validate where we stand in our righteousness before others. When we fall into this temptation, we start to rely on our own plan and gifts rather than being aligned with God and be part of what God is doing in his kingdom. I have tendency to just like put my head down and get to work to do what I'm supposed to do and go on autopilot. But if I'm honest with myself, I think that is because I care too much about what other people would think of me. I need to meet their expectations in the way that I perceive at all costs. Well, even worse, what they would think if I don't meet their expectation. So I play it safe many times, doing things that I know I feel like I'm supposed to do and get the job done. I wonder how many rewards in heaven I may have missed out because I care too much about what other people would think of me instead of what God would think. Symphony Church. There is so much that God has been doing through our church to bless our city. Praise God. But let's remember to check our hearts as we continue joining God in His plan to bring His kingdom to this city. So, what can we do today? I think the perfect place to start is a Lord's Prayer. Lord, we acknowledge your kingdom and your holiness. It is you that we want to please, not other people. We want your kingdom to come because that is your desire. Free us from our self-centered, self-righteous heart. Give us what we need for the day. We cannot do anything without you. We won't go anywhere without you. Forgive us as we are sinners and help us forgive each other. And deliver us. We are in need of your guidance. Symphony Church, let's submit our hearts to God and yield to what He's doing. Let's pray. Lord, I have nothing more to add to the Lord's Prayer. We submit our ways to you. Be with us as we go back to our workplaces and schools. We surrender all to you. Lead us in your way, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day, everyone. God bless.